This last one is a result of being in a waiting room, waiting for to see a doctor. And it's called I Love Paris. And if you have ever heard Maurice Chevalier sing it, that's what I was thinking of. The magazine covers were gray and beige. Between arthritis and health-wise, heart health and managing diabetes, I saw a glossy travel cover, Paris Getaways. From its trembling reach partway to the rack, a blotchy hand had just returned to its lap. "Can I help you find something?" I asked, as I removed jaunty Paris from the stack. His eyes were filmed, expressionless, but a glint of black-gapped, worn-down teeth showed through a slit of smile. When I was in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was dark. World War II? When you were new, upright, the perfect age to send away to fight. Mottled hands, side by side, waiting to turn the two big wheels of government-provided mobility, substituting for legs that gradually gave up beneath your sore and bony rump. I saw your Paris in that smile, death averted, postponed, until sometime in the distant future, close to now.